government has already instituted temporary measures for undocumented children. Basic necessities and learning skills, such as informal training in writing, reading, and arithmetic skills, are rendered to the children. As for the access to water and sanitation services, the Sabah State Government aims to further improve water infrastructure, targeting a reduction in non-revenue water for major towns in Sabah by 2025. To support these initiatives, 3.4 billion Malaysian ringgit has been allocated under the 12 Malaysia Plan for rural water supply projects in Sabah. In 2023 alone, 136 million has been allocated to support the supply of treated water to rural areas. In terms of land rights, the Department of Lands and Surveys Sabah in 2011 has adopted a strategy for the administration and management of indigenous land by establishing the Sabah Native Land Administration Section, which oversees the implementation of the Sabah Native Land Service, also known as PANTAS. The federal government has allocated 100 million Malaysian ringgit to fund this program under the 12 Malaysia Plan. And through PANTAS initiative, a total of 72,194 landowners have received their land titles. And I thank you.
Mr. Vice President, the Sarawak State Government, under the leadership of the Premier of Sarawak, formulated the post-COVID-19 Development Strategy 2030, which outlines Sarawak's path toward achieving sustainable development. This strategy is anchored upon three key pillars, namely economic prosperity, social inclusivity, and environmental sustainability, which align with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal. Poverty eradication remains the main focus of the Sarawak State Government, which is in line with the pillar of social inclusivity. Various poverty eradication